Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. In order to understand this Mishnah, a few points are necessary to explain. First of all, if a person deposits an item with somebody, and the person who has the item deposited with him utilizes the item for his own purpose, which he was not expected to do, he becomes a gazlan. It's theft, and he becomes responsible for anything that happens to that item. The question is, though, if he returns the item after having utilized it to its proper place. So that's a machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about whether or not just returning the item to its place makes it that he's no longer liable for any sort of accident that happens to the item. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that's good enough. According to Rabbi Akiva, until you inform the owners that you have returned it, you will still be liable for what happens to it from the point that you took advantage of the item and utilized it illegally. You are responsible until you inform the owner that you have returned it. What's interesting about this Mishnah is that this Mishnah, the first part of this Mishnah, will follow one opinion. It will follow the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. And the second half of the Mishnah will follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah presents it in a way that one would think that the critical difference is not in the returning of it, but rather as to whether or not a person has set aside a specific place for the item. But that's a little misleading. It's not about that, as we will see. The Mishnah begins, Hamafkid Chavis Eitzel Chavero. Somebody who deposits a barrel of something with his friend, and the owner does not designate a place, a specific place for the item to go in the depositee's house, and then the person with whom it's deposited moves it for his v'nishbara, and it breaks. So im mitoch yado nishbara. So if before he's returned it, it breaks. Litzarcho, and he had moved it for his own purposes, so that made him into a gazlan, then he's chayav, then he's liable for the breakage that happened, even if it's something that's beyond his control. He's chayav for onsim, even for things beyond his control. If it's litzarcho, however, he moved it for the purposes and the protection of the item itself, so then he's not a gazlan, therefore he's potter. Now, im mishehinicha nishbara, now after he put it back, it broke, so he returned the item. So, bein litzarcho, whether he used it for his own purposes and became a gazlan, or he moved the item for the purposes of the safety of the item itself, so he does not become a gazlan. In either case, since he returned it, so even if he was a gazlan, but since he returned it, pater, he is pater. And this is because this part of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yishmael's opinion that all you have to do is return the item and once you return the item, that's good enough to make you no longer a gazlan, no longer responsible for onsim, for things that happen beyond your will. Now, the only reason that the Mishnah said that he did not designate a place is just to tell us a chiddush, to tell us a novel idea that certainly if the owner had set aside a place and he puts it back to the proper place, then he'd certainly be putter, even though he didn't inform the Bailam, the owner, as Yishmael believes, so because he returned it to its proper place. Rather, the Mishnah is telling us that even if there was no specific place for the item, it's just the very fact that he returned it, that is just to a good place, and he's no longer utilizing the item. Put it back to a proper guarded place, he is putter all the same. Now the Mishnah will switch gears because it will follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion that you need to inform the owner in order to become putter. The Mishnah says, Yichadu lo haba olamakum, if the owner had set aside a specific place for the item, v'tiltul of anishbara, and then he moves it and it breaks, bein mitoch yado vein mishinicha, whether it's before he returns it to its place or even after he returns it to its place. Litzarcho, if he moved it for his own purposes and therefore became a gazlan, even though he returned it to its place, to us, even if it was a place that was set aside by the owner. He's chayav, he's liable. Litzarcha, but if he moved it for the purpose, not for his own purpose, for the purpose of the saving or protecting the item, pater, because he never became a gazlan in the first place. And the reason that Mishnah in the Seifa, when it follows Rabbi Akiva, it says that it talks about a scenario where the owner of the item had set aside a makom, a place for it in the depositee's house, is, it tells the Chiddush in Rabbi Akiva, that certainly if you don't return, if he didn't set aside a place, that and he used it illegally, he certainly be liable, in, according to Rabbi Akiva, if he doesn't inform the owner that he returned it. But even if he set aside, even if the owner had set aside a specific place and he returned it to that place, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not sufficient. You need to inform the owner that you've returned it in order to become pater.